Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We were just talking about the LSU Tigers getting ready to take on Vanderbilt Saturday in Death Valley. Coverage will start at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike D'Attilia and Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. They'll be at the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. Always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme's got 16 surround sound TVs, drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood, right? Catch LSU's pregame at 4:30. Kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester, 6:30. Tigers versus Commodores. That is 9 hours, folks, of LSU coverage. Saturday starting 2 p.m. on WWL and the free Odyssey app.
They gave you some bad script there, Steve.
What you got?
No, we with Jeff Palermo because Herb's son's getting married.
Oh, congrats to Herb. So it's you and Jeff.
So it's me and Jeff Palermo. We'll be there Saturday from 2 to 4:30, Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road. We're about a mile from Tiger Stadium.
Right.
So we see everybody coordinating and supervising before they head to the big game over there. So come on by and visit. Jeff and I will be there from 2 to 4:30 this coming Saturday.
You're getting ready tonight for Thursday Night Football, Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers. Doesn't seem like a very exciting matchup tonight, Mike, but
exciting for the Steelers. Right, I would want to play them after what I watched. After what I watched Sunday, I would want to play the Browns at this stage. Man, did the Browns look lackluster? Almost like they were flat as a pancake. Now, the Saints took it to them. I gather that, but, man, they didn't have a lot of fire in them. I will say that you wonder a little bit because remember we had Mary Kay on
Cabot, yeah.
Yeah, last week, and she was like, you know, I was about 10 feet away from the owner, Jimmy Haslam, and he didn't look too happy. So, Mike, I would tell you that, you know, the coach maybe is okay, but not by the way the owner looked. No, Jimmy Haslam, you don't know how to spell patience. And he ain't. Now, he got all kind of money. Now, he's a $20 billion guy. But, man, you get him that's upset. And man, Cleveland ain't won much lately.
The issues they've had year after year after year with that quarterback situation, too, is just ridiculous.
No, but that's on him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, he lit the fire under every owner by giving that guaranteed contract to Deshaun Watson. Oh. Man, did he catch it the next owner's meeting. But that was his decision. They get into the playoffs last year, and they look like a team that was pretty good. Could Deshaun come back and play like the guy we saw with the Texans, where he was a really good football player?
Where's that dude gone?
Man, that guy I ain't seen again. I've never seen him play at that level again. Now, some injuries involved, but you can't tell me when you watched him, he carried the Texans on his back.
Absolutely.
And then you see this. He's a shell of himself as a player. Is part of that injuries, also part of that off-the-field stuff that's affecting him in Cleveland also.
We can thank him a little bit because the Saints dodged the bullet for sure with Deshaun Watson not coming to New Orleans.
And they say that in Atlanta too.
Because
exactly, I mean, it was close. Because remember, it was almost the entire NFC South. Carolina was interested.
Right.
Atlanta was interested.
Cleveland seemed to come in late.
The Saints were interested. And then It's almost like secretariat coming from back the stretch. I mean, and, you know, and they catch him. But then you find out the details of the contract that every nickel guaranteed. Oof. You know, nobody else was going to do that at that stage of the NFL. Today, you see a lot of 70-80% of contracts fully guaranteed. It's not quite like what it is in baseball and basketball,
right?
But it's moving inchingly close to that.
We're going to go to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk in text. We got Jimmy and Gretna on the line. What you got for us today, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Hey, look, let me give some love to the smaller programs. You know, I know LSU and Tulane gets all the credit. But, hey, UNO basketball is at Tulane tomorrow. First time in 8 years that we've played them. You know, I'm a UNO fan. We're playing them tomorrow, I think, at 6 or 6:30 uptown. So come on out. Come support UNO. UNO is really struggling, guys. Mike, you see Mississippi College, they basically, you know, they stopped their football program, I think, a day or two ago. UNO is having similar issues with enrollment and finances. They don't have a football team. But, yeah, UNO and Tulane tomorrow night in basketball. Of course, you got the Southeastern game and Nicholls State tonight. I'm going to hopefully try to stream that. But I wanted to get your take, Mike and Steve. You know, before the last LSU game, I know they've lost three in a row. You know, I saw the pundits and the commentators were saying Nussmeier is the fourth-ranked quarterback according to Mel Kiper's big board. Now, maybe that's taking a hit with the loss. And look, listen, let's be reasonable here. This is essentially his first year starting. You know, so PA's got a great arm, lots of talent, obviously injuries with the team, the running back Emery and Harold Perkins, they're on the field a lot because the defense has had some issues. It's a lot of pressure on Nussmeier. That being said, do you think that ranking's kind of high? Has it changed? And, you know, what's your take on that? Do you think Nussmeier's going to be back?
I never had him fourth. I mean, again, Mel has his own ratings, but I wouldn't have put him that high to begin with. And being a one-year starter, I think his dad is going to have some influence here. Former NFL quarterback. He's been a coach at the collegiate level, at the NFL level. He understands that. I think for him, he needs more experience as a starter. That's not his fault. Man, look who was starting in front of him, Jaden Daniels. So, I think his dad is going to have a lot of influence on him, and it may be to return for another season. I hear a lot of people talk, let the freshman start. What? An 18-year-old kid? Okay, every once in a while it works out.
Right, everyone thinks that, you know, that you're Johnny Manziel, you know, just growing
up. Johnny was a redshirt freshman, too,
right,
when he did it. So my deal is I wouldn't be surprised that Nussmeier returned for another season at LSU. And I think the one individual that's going to have more influence than anyone, his dad is going to have tremendous influence on him on exactly what to do. And he knows, I think, like what a lot of people know, he might not be quite ready yet.
Yeah.
Get him some more starting time. If Jaden Daniels had left after his junior year, he's not the same guy. If Joe Burrow would have left after his junior year, he was not the same guy. They got that second year in as a starter. Look the difference it made.
That's a great selling point right there, Mike. Right there, I'd be like, all right, I hear what you're
saying. Okay, I ain't Brian Kelly, but if I was Brian, he could hear me, I'd steal that.
Listen to Mikey Salter, right.
Coach Kelly, steal that one.